Thank you for calling Contour Mortgage.
Yeah, I was just returning a call.
Good afternoon. Is this Mr. Herbert Lester?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lester. Thank you for returning our call, sir. My name is Kenny, and I'm calling on we were calling on behalf of Contour Mortgage. The reason of our call is regarding a credit pull for a mortgage transaction. We're actually one of the lenders, sir, and we just wanted to go ahead and provide you with our numbers so you can compare them to your current offer.
Okay.
Were you looking around to purchase a home, sir, to refinance, or you're planning to cash out?
Purchase a home.
Great. That's awesome, sir. Glad to hear that. What I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to my license agents. They're going to go ahead and provide you with those numbers. Keep in mind, sir, that this is with no obligation at all, and it's absolutely for free, okay? It will take less than 3 minutes of your time.
Okay, now, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to the license agent while I connect your call, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay on the line with me. How's your day going so far?
Good, good.
That's great to know. Anything in mind?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Anna. My name is Kenny, and I have Herbert Lester on the other line. He wants to find out more information to purchase a home.
I would love to help him. You can put him through. Thank you.
You guys have a nice day. You're welcome.
Okay, you too. Hi, Mr. Lester. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so very much. So I understand that you're interested in purchasing a home. I mean, if you have just a minute, I'd like to introduce myself. Again, my name is Anna Pansabini. I work for Contour Mortgage. We've been in operation since 1993. We have lots of experience. We're a great company, and I've been licensed for over 23 years. And thank you so much for picking up our call. We greatly appreciate it. And, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more about what you're doing and how I can assist you. Where are you purchasing your home?
It'll be in Tuscarawas County, Ohio.
Ohio. And what county is that again?
Tuscarawas.
Could you spell that?
T-U-S-C-A-R-A-W-A-S.
Oh, I would never have been able to spell that, but thank you. Okay, so that's where you're looking. Do you have a purchase price in mind?
Probably around $200,000.
Okay, all right, very good. Are you currently pre-approved with another lender?
I believe so, yes. I filled the application out just last weekend, but yes, I think so.
Okay. So what we do here at Contour Mortgage, we are licensed in Ohio. We do a lot of business there. We know the local appraisers. We work with the title companies and all. I can give you a second quote. We also do something called, that's really, really cool, something called a secure buy. It's actually a commitment on a pre-approval. So when you're actually putting a bid in, the seller, and you find a house that you really love, the seller is more inclined to want to do business with you because you're already approved, like by, you know, an official underwriter. I'd like to send you all my contact information and then take more information down from you. May I have your email address, please?
Yes, it's Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R, 253615. @yahoo.com.
Okay, Lester 253615 @yahoo.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, good. Are you driving right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll get that to you as soon as we get off the phone. You can look us up. Please look up Contour. We're a correspondent lender. We work with We have many outlets for different programs, and we're very competitive on our pricing. So tell me, where you are living now, do you own that property or are you renting?
No, I own it.
You own it. Okay. So what do you plan on doing with your current primary?
I'm going to keep it.
Oh, very, very. Are you going to turn it into a rental?
No, I'm going to stay there, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of property are you purchasing? I should ask you that.
Well, it's actually going to be my son and I, and he's going to live there.
Oh, okay. All right. So is your son going on the loan with you then?
Yes.
Or you're going to co-sign to him. So, all right, very good. So it's you and your son. He's going to actually live in the property. All right. So it's going to be a primary. Okay. So it's going to be a primary.
Yes.
You're going to technically be a non-occupant co-borrower.
What's that?
Well, when you do it like this, which is perfectly fine, since you own your own home, you're not occupying the new property that you're renting, that you're buying. It's called a non-owner occupant. Sorry, it's not a non-owner occupant. It's going to be called a non-owner occupant co-borrower.
Okay. Right.
Right. So it shows that you have your own property because all your, you know, license and all your documents are going to show your current home, and then the new property is going to be owner occupied by your son, and that will be his primary. Correct.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, beautiful. All right, so are you going to be on the loan by yourself, or I know what your son, but you're part of it. Would you be by yourself or with someone else?
Well, it'd be my wife and I.
Okay. So how it works when it's going to be you and your wife and then your son, two separate apps into, you know, with one loan. So I'll do it for you and your wife, and then at one point I will speak to your son and get his information. Is that all right?
What was that? I can't hear you very well, ma'am.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that what I can do right now, I can take information down from you for you and your wife, and then speak to your son later on and collect his information.
Okay,
so your wife, may I have her name, please?
M-I-L-L-I-E, Lester.
Okay, so, did you say S as in Frank, I-L-L-I-E?
Millie Francis Lester. It is an F.
Nellie, N-E-L-L-I-E.
Oh, yeah, M-I-L-L-I-E.
Okay. Okay. Nellie Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Lester.
Well, I'm not 100%
sure. Okay. I believe that's how you spell the female version of Francis. So, all right, so it's you and your wife. So you're married. Okay, and so can I ask you, I'm going to ask you, all information to get you qualified. Where are you employed, Mr. Lester?
I'm retired.
Okay. All right. And so as far as your income is concerned, are you receiving Social Security and a pension?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much do you receive in Social Security if you know the gross amount?
The gross amount, almost 2,800, I think it's supposed to go up next month, but 2780 something, I believe.
Okay, yes, it's definitely going up next month. I already know that. So I'll use the higher amount, of course. Okay, and then how much are you receiving? I said I will definitely use the higher amount.
Okay.
Okay, and how much do you receive in pension income?
Yeah, I got a small pension from the teamster. I think it's about $425 a month.
$425? Okay, good. And for you, is there any other income?
No. Actually, I'm thinking about getting a job back the first of the year. It's probably just going to be
Okay, but if you do, I won't be able to use that income. You would need a two-year history anyway.
Okay.
Okay, and with respect to Mrs. Lester, is she currently employed?
No, she's getting Social Security also.
Okay, and how much Social Security would you know she receives?
I think it's $1,640.
Okay, and that's how much is deposited to her account?
Pardon me?
And that's how much is deposited to her account?
Yeah, we have the same account, but yeah, that's how much deposited
to her. Oh, nice, okay. All right, and does she receive a pension?
This month she had to start paying her Medicare.
Yeah.
So it's actually 15-something.
You know what, Ms. Celeste, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I know that you're driving and I am on speaker. It's just very difficult. Is there any way for you to make the volume higher?
I can't do anything right now.
Okay. Would I be able to give you a call back in a little bit, perhaps? I mean, are you on your way somewhere where we can talk?
Yeah, I'm gonna be gone for a while.
Oh, you're gonna be out for a while?
Yeah, you can call me tomorrow, I guess.
And what time is good to speak?
It doesn't matter. I'm off, so it doesn't really matter. I'll have to talk today.
But you just can't talk today.
Right.
Okay. Would you mind if I gave your son a call to get all his information? Maybe he's available now?
Well, he's working. I don't even think he'll be able to talk to you. But,
He's moving?
He's working.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand. All right. So what time do you want me to give you a call? Why don't I give you a call in the morning, let's say around between, 9 and 10? Is that all right?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send you an email with all my contact information. My name is Anna Pensabini. You're going to receive an email from A. Pensabini at Contour Mortgage.
Okay.
All right. And then, listen, just feel free to look us up. Do your research. I think you're going to really like what you see there. As far as the company is concerned, welcome to look up myself, my licensing. All right, so drive safe, and I will give you a call in the morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye.